Once you told me in Karthik that
the jersey is his fan.
Yes. Once you told in Karthik that whatever bhakti we are doing, Krishna is watching it, and like it will be counted as bhakti and not a good deed. But in Hari Bhakti Vilas, it is said that we have to be initiated to start bhakti exactly. So I was a little confused that whatever we are doing before initiation, how does that count?
I'd have to see that reference you're talking about exactly, because it doesn't quite sound exactly right. The question is that the practice of bhakti before initiation, after initiation, there's no such demarcation. Bhakti is transcendental. Just like the chanting of Krishna's name is described Madhyalila Chaitanya Charitamrita, it does not depend on initiation, it does not require initiation, nor does it the chanting of the Maha Mantra require Purushcharan. Purushcharan is a type of brat. A vow of fasting, and mostly it's about mantras, chanting so many lakhs of the Gopal mantra. Because generally when you're getting mantra diksha, not nam, but mantra, Gopal mantra, Krishna mantra, Kamgayatri, then that to attain siddhi or perfection, that mantra, you have to chant that mantra 1 lakh, 2 lakhs time, and so many days, and do a yagya every day, feed Brahmins every day, and many, many rituals for this Purushcharan Brat. And many saints and sannyasis and many great devotees have done this to get that power, blessings, or ashirvad from that Ishta Devata, or even darshan of Saraswati, Hanuman, Krishna, whomever. But the chanting of the Hare Krishna Nam, Nam Mantra, Nam, it does not wait for initiation, does not require. So the name is transcendental. Namachintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa. So the name of Krishna, whether you're initiated or not initiated, if you chant Hare Krishna, you're getting the benefit of bhakti. It is bhakti. It's Shravanam Kirtana Vishnu. There's no greater form of Shravanam Kirtana Vishnu than to hear Krishna's holy name, chant Krishna's holy name, and meditate on Krishna's form and qualities and pastimes. If you're doing that and you're not initiated, you can't say that's not bhakti. That's bhakti, and Krishna's blessing you. You're getting blessed, and you're getting purified, and you're getting a taste, and you're feeling something. Now, when you get diksha, then you're formally accepted, because this is the shastra. Now you're, because you're practicing bhakti and you're getting the benefits of practicing bhakti. But bhakti has different levels. There's upadika bhakti with designations, and there's nirupadika, and so there's many, many types of bhakti. So to attain prema, Krishna prema, then you must be anugatya. You must be anugatya with guru and parampara. Because all comes down. So it is a limb of bhakti. We're doing bhakti, we're getting benefited. But we won't get prema without guru. Why? We're doing bhakti, we're getting purified, we're chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, it's doing Chaito Dharvana Marjanam, it's purifying our greed and anger and lust. But the seed of bhakti has not come into our heart yet. What we're doing is bhakti, you see, and we're getting purified, and we're getting attached to Krishna, we're becoming qualified, then this is the role of the guru. The guru places the seed of bhakti, and then that seed will become the fruit known as prema. But if that seed doesn't go in the heart from guru or Krishna, one is doing bhakti and getting benefit. But now that brings up another question, which we discussed before, because in this verse, Ramanda Brahmatikon Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. It says that Guru gives the seed of bhakti, or Krishna gives the seed of bhakti. So now if someone doesn't have a guru, they haven't obtained diksha, but they're doing bhakti, how are they doing bhakti? How are they practicing bhakti? Because there's 7 billion people on this world, or in this world, 7 billion, something like that. And how many are practicing bhakti, with guru or without? Nothing. Just a few, handful. So how is it? Bhagyavan kon. He says, Brahmanda Brahmate kon Bhagyavan. Kon Bhagyavan. Kon Bhagyavan. Who is that fortunate person? Van Bhagyavan, that possessor of fortune, the Bhagya. Kon, who is that? So Krishna somehow signals a person out, and he inspires a person to chant and do puja and offer their food. And they don't have, they're just Sunil Gupta. But Krishna has given them bhakti, they're practicing bhakti, they're going to advance in bhakti. And as they advance in bhakti, then they'll understand the need for guru, then they'll get guru, then they'll get the seed of bhakti, then they'll be able to practice pure bhakti, shuddha bhakti, and attain prema. This is how it works. This is, I don't accept this. Bhakti before and bhakti after. Yeah. On this point?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, can we receive this seed of bhakti through Hare Krishna Maha Mantra also, or it should be done only through Diksha? And the other
group, wait, no.
Can we receive this seed of bhakti?
I just said the seed comes from Krishna, or from the Guru.
Yeah, but
the Maha Mantra is Krishna.
Yeah, but sometimes it doesn't need to receive diksha from Guru. Yeah, it can be
diksha, bhakti. You know, diksha is what it receives from Guru. In other words, it's like this. You missed the point. I'll try to explain to you again. Somehow or other, you're doing bhakti. From the name or from... you're doing bhakti, okay? You haven't taken diksha, you don't have a guru. You're doing bhakti. Now, if you're doing bhakti and you're really being favored by Paramatma, then Paramatma will guide you. He will guide you. He's called a Chaitya Guru. Chaitya Guru Vapusha, it's in 11th canto. There's Acharya Chaitya Guru Vapusha. So the Guru appears in the form of the Chaitya, Paramatma, or the Acharya, living Acharya, Diksha Guru. You're doing some type of bhakti from the holy name, whatever you want to say, you're doing bhakti. Now, Krishna will guide you to Shastra, the scripture. Because he's in your heart, directing the wanderings of all living entities, Bhagavad Gita. Yatrudaya Maya, Ishvara Sarvabhutan. So when you read Shastras, it says, without diksha, without surrendering to a guru and taking diksha, one will not attain pure bhakti. It's a repeating of what I just said 5 minutes ago. Pure bhakti. So that, I'm doing so much on my own. I have my own deities, and I'm dressing them every day, and I'm doing puja, and I'm chanting 3 lakhs rounds every day. I'm doing so many things. But now I understand the need for guru. Then you surrender to guru. Then shuddha bhakti begins. Ado guru parashraya, diksha adi shikshanam. Then vishrambena gurur seva, Saravart Manavartante. These are the first 4 limbs of bhakti, 64 limbs, bhakti rasamrita sindhu. When you surrender to the guru, then you go to prema, because the guru gives a seed. You may have the seed or not, you don't know. But if you have the seed, if you have it, somehow Krishna gave you a seed of bhakti, and you're doing bhakti, now that bhakti will bring you to guru. They work together.
I'm asking because I heard that many devotees say that this is enough to chant Hare Krishna, and this will give you pure bhakti. I mean, you can.
No, I'm nowhere in the Shastra. You can only, you can't, someone says, it's all you have to do is chant Hare Krishna, then Krishna praying. You don't need guru, right? This is what you're saying.
You don't need diksha.
means guru. But there's no diksha without guru. What are you talking about?
Guru can give Harinam and
that's not a diksha. What are you talking about? Anybody can just chant. You don't need a guru to give you Harinam. Anybody can chant Harinam. There's chanting Harinam. There's diksha is with guru. It says diksha adi shikshanam. It says right there. And I'm talking Rupa Goswami. He says, bhakti begins with surrender to guru, the person, the guru, bones, you know, eyes, you know, transcendental body, whatever, spiritualized body, jivan mukta siuchite, whatever you want to say, mukta purush. You surrender. And then diksha adi shikshanam. Then he gives you diksha. Beginning with diksha, then he gives you shiksha. Then you serve the guru. This is the way. This is following Rupa Goswami. So how can you say, well, then who are you following? You're following your mind because you're not following the Shastra. You're following your mind. You're not following the Mahajans. You're following your mind. You're not following the Acharyas. You're not even following Krishna. You're chanting Hare Krishna, but you're not following Krishna. You're chanting Hare Ram. You're not following Ram. Ram took a guru, Vashishta. Krishna took a guru, Sandipani Muni. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took a guru, Ishwarapuri. But you, no, I don't need guru. Bogus. Foolish. Fool's philosophy. No Shastra backing, no Acharya Vani. But in principle, you can say that the Hare Krishna mantra is God, it's all powerful. Nitya Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Binatva Namanamano. In principle, you can just sit down and chant Hare Krishna and have Darshan of Krishna attain prema. Yes, that's right. In principle. But in practice, we don't see anyone teaching that. We don't see any acharyas writing that. Just get some bees, go sit somewhere and chant, you'll get prema. No one writes that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't say that. Rupa Goswami didn't say that. Krishna didn't say that. Krishna says, go to Guru. Ram says, go to Guru. Krishna says, go to Guru. So you're bigger than Krishna and Ram and Chaitanya? Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevya upadakshanti tegyanam gyaninas tatmadarshana. Chapter 434, then Lord Chaitanya. Seva sadhak rupena. Everything is there. But this is the age of, you know, God, it sounds like the 1970s, all the yogi gurus, God is within you. You don't need anyone to show you God. You just chant. They didn't say chant. You just close your eyes and meditate and realize you are God. So now we say all the same things, but you put beads in your hand. You don't need guru. You don't need God. You just, frame. So the mantra is Krishna can get everything. But if one is chanting sincerely, then if someone is sincere about his relationship with Krishna, what does Krishna say? Tesham satati yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam dadami buddhi yogatam yenamam upayanti te. If you're sincere about your chanting and no guru philosophy, I will give you some intelligence. You realize, hey, wait a minute. I need a guru. Who's going to absorb my aparads? Who's going to absorb my sins? Who's going to absorb? Guru has a big role to play. Everywhere in 7th Canto Bhagavatam, Narada Muni, 7th Canto Bhagavatam, chapter 15, verse 25, he says, Etat sarvam guru bhakti purusho yanjasa jayet. After a long list of saying you can conquer lust by sankalpa, by having a mental resolve. No, this is no good. I won't do this. You can conquer greed by being generous. You can conquer all many things he's telling. Then finally he says, etat sarvam, all of this can be done by Guru Bhakti. That is the power of Guru. Acharya Mam Vijanayan. Sarva Deva Maya Guru. 11th Canto of Bhagavatam, Uddhav Gita, Krishna is telling the glories. Acharya Mam Vijanayan. Acharya Mam Vijanayan. Sarva Deva Maya Guru. He said, all the powers of the devatas are inside the Guru, the Acharya. Acharya Mam, and Acharya is me. Why would one not want to surrender to a Guru when there's so many enlightened beings on the planet, and we have a human form, and someone wants to be independent That's just the basic independence. It keeps us separate from God. It's the person is full of aham. I am. Everywhere around, Krishna surrendered to Guru. But why? You're so special?
No, I'm asking this because in our society, we have like first disciple receive Harinama, and then he receive Diksha. And for example, Guru leaves this planet before he give Diksha, and the disciple surrender to Guru already. So is it enough for him? Like he already has Harinam, but he doesn't have Gayatri mantra and another mantras, which describe like they give liberation. But Hare Krishna mantra gives prem. Is it enough for him to chant Hare Krishna mantra and do pure devotion of service like that?
So your question is about someone who established a relationship with Guru based on surrender, and the Guru is advised to chant the holy name and giving him some type of initiation or introduction to the holy name, although it's, of course that's not called Diksha by Shastric definition. And the Guru leaves untimely or before the disciple because he's also older, and the disciple doesn't get Diksha, then can he still attain perfection without going on and getting Diksha? Obviously the answer is yes. Yes and no. Yes, he attained perfection, but it may be very difficult alone. But if he's totally surrendered and he sees that Guru everywhere and he doesn't feel any need or necessity, then he should carry on. Until further notice, until further prayerna, inspiration, inner guidance, just continue. Krishna will adjust everything. But the example you're giving me is not someone who's not connected. He's connected to Guru. And it was just a matter of time when from that same Guru, that same disciple received Diksha and the eternal connection. So it's connection is made with the acceptance of the Guru and the surrender of the disciple, the connection is made. And then the Diksha mantras. So if he doesn't get Diksha in this life, then next life he'll meet that Guru and get Diksha. He's doubtful, alone, without any Guru or higher guidance, that one only having the holy name will attain perfection in one life. Possible, in principle, certainly possible, as I mentioned, the all-powerful holy name. Even one who has Diksha and spent years and years with serving as Guru and Paricharya Seva and Prasanga Seva, he also may take many births. It's not easy to go to the kingdom of Prema unless you have Prema. Basically, we don't find many stories to encourage exceptions, but we find many stories to encourage the rule. I have not read anywhere in any shastras about someone who just sat down and chanted and got perfection, which is what you're advocating, without Diksha. So in principle, of course, you know, the power of the holy name and bhakti is possible. But usually we should back everything. Even Lord Chaitanya, he's preaching in Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita, says Prabhu Kahe, which means Mahaprabhu speaking, his direct words. And he's saying there that what was he saying? I just lost my mind. Let me just think.